My name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, is this Ivan?
Yes, that's correct. My name is Ivan. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Tom, Cragen Contractors.
All right, great. Let me just go ahead and make sure I pull up the account here. Tell me, how can I help you while I do that, actually?
Well, I'm just trying to ascertain, you know, what expectations I should have with my Google Verify program. You know, I just did a rough search of bathroom models in my city, which is where my target market area is, and it doesn't pull up. It doesn't pull up my company, that's for sure. But what it really does is just pulls up a bunch of so-called sponsors. But it's really the likes of, well, Local Splash, like Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Angie, which means it's not really giving direct results of an actual company. It's just like pointing to more leads generators or whatever. I mean, I'm looking, there's DeBella, I guess that's an actual bathroom remodeler. But Yelp and, you know, I don't know, these are really not, not very constructive. They're not very, I don't know, there's no bite to this, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, I think so. So definitely right, what happens with the Google Verified, right, it should be running in the hours that we set it to. I believe we actually had spoken in regards to that, right? We had updated the hours here. Give me a second.
Well, I thought it would just run all the time, like 24/7.
I believe I could definitely request to have it run 24/7.
I thought it did.
I can't believe
there's actual hours that they post this stuff.
Yes, there actually can be. Now, I definitely understand, right, because we've actually spoken in regards to the actual results, and I'm very sorry that it's not, let's say, pulling up enough. It's actually not pulling up any calls, right? So I am working closely with our Google team to see what can be going on.
We
made the adjustments to the service areas, right? We definitely wanted to make sure that that was done. They're also definitely searching and reviewing the account. For example, I want to make sure that we take other options, even if it needs to be running, for example, 24/7. I'll make sure to have that done as well, right? We just turned on the messages as well, so we're giving clients more options to find you. Again, I'm also working with the actual Google Verified specialist myself to see how we can speed up that process, because believe me, it's important for you to see those results, because that's basically how this campaign will pay for itself, right? That's definitely one of our main goals, is for you not to worry about this, is to worry about, you know, answering the call, basically, right? So it is something that I'm working closely with my team. Again, they made some few suggestions, like updating the hours, the messaging, and I already did those. So I believe maybe the 24/7 should definitely be a route that we can take. But unfortunately, I am waiting for a response from them to see what else can be done different. For example, let's say maybe if we have to do, you know, let's say bid a little bit more on there without going over your budget, then I would prefer that, right? That way you can at least see some calls coming in and hopefully make everything back again, right? So I am working with my team, and I'm very sorry that it's taken a while. That's why I made sure to let you know that I should reach out to you next week, the latest with a good answer. But I am going to push again to see if maybe they can give me a response to a better route that we could take in regards to Google Verified.
A different route? Better route?
Yeah, but just basically, as I said, right, maybe the changes that I asked for, like sending you the messages, maybe it ain't working. Maybe they say, you know what, well, let's take, you know, maybe this way would work better. So since they're the actual specialist, I just want to get their feedback as well on what we can change, because I'll be honest with you, this isn't normal. This is actually one of the only two accounts that I'm having issues with getting those calls in for you. And I do believe that one of the main issues was those services.
Okay, well, I want to interrupt you. I want to be fair here. I changed my search string to just say bath remodel Bremerton, which is the city my business is in. And that had a significant impact. It changed the results radically. It does now show, you know, 5 or 6 bath remodelers. I'm not one of them, though. though.
Okay.
That needs to change. I mean, I'm like, I've paid for this. I was told I'd be prominent and all that, so.
I definitely agree. It should definitely be working again. This is something that does help out quite a bit. I believe there just might be some type of interference that could be going on, maybe just some error with the actual system. Because there's no, there's no reason why you shouldn't be being getting those calls. We know that at least you got one, which wasn't a good one, but it does show that. Yeah, so I do believe there's some type of errors.
Okay.
And I've been working with my team to get that done.
Okay, okay. There's another thing. I don't know why this is. I don't know if it's even you, but my home address is listed as the business address because, well, that's where my office is. However, I really, do I have to list an actual location?
In most places you don't. For example, Google would definitely, let's say, prefer for you not to use it if it's a home address. So if you do that as best, I could request to have it, let's say, put hidden, basically, as just won't show for your clients. This, of course,
That'd be great. I mean, it actually shows a picture of my home from the street.
Oh, wow.
And I just, it's a little unnerving. So, if you can just take care of that, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and press the request. Everything that we have access to should definitely start showing us hidden. I would say the changes should be made by today. So I definitely will have that situated right away. And I'll also, I'm already pushing for our Google team to see if we can have different agents take a look. Because honestly, this is just one of two accounts that I'm having issues with, and I handle about a pretty good amount of clients, right? So don't get me wrong, I'm definitely doing everything I can for this. And, of course, if necessary, as necessary, I'll definitely follow up with you.
Okay.
And, but no
one more thing. Okay. One more thing. If you go to reviews, I still have, at the very top, the worst review anybody could imagine. I've reached out to some existing clients to ask them to post a review to just kind of push that down. I mean, I have a 4.4 star rating. It's just that the most prominent topmost one is, well, really bad.
Yes. Okay. Here, I can go ahead and request for Google again to see maybe if they can remove it. Hopefully they do, but again, it's just basically all we could do is just really request.
I know. I know.
It's a good chance, though. I mean, I've
really?
Seen some
okay.
Take. I've seen some
okay.
take a good,
okay.
quite a bit of
yeah.
time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So I don't mean to interrupt you, but what I'm really after is it possible that's what's causing this? Or is that just too out there?
I would say no. The reason is because the Google Business Profile is mainly seen on Google Maps, for example. Google Verified is definitely on Google itself, but it directs them to your information directly, right? For example, it might ask, look, here's the website, or here's the phone number to dial. So I don't believe it's going to affect the Google Verified. It can affect the calls that are coming in, just normal calls, for example, right? But you are getting just not enough, right?
Okay. Yeah. So, when someone goes to look for a remodel, how does it work with Google Verified? Do they go to a site called Google Verified, or do they just go to Google and look? I mean, do what I did.
Yeah, so basically it's on Google. It would actually show the information. For example, it just has a green check mark next to your account with next to your business name and all the information. And it has the ability for them to click on it, right? At that point, it doesn't charge you yet, right? It's until they actually call you and it's about your business, right?
So
it allows them to see all the information. And again, I definitely am I'm actually a little stressed, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie. It's not something that normally happens. I'm very sorry, Thomas. But I am working on it, and I definitely, as you can tell, right, you haven't been charged for Google Verified. It's definitely going to happen as soon as you start getting those calls, okay? First, you got to get those calls, I guess you could say, okay?
Yep.
All right, perfect. So I'll be in touch again. I already contacted my team again, and hopefully maybe they can have multiple people take a look at it this time.
Okay, I'll do that. All
right. I appreciate your patience, Thomas.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my calls. I really appreciate it.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.